Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 77. How to Get a Flat Stomach. By Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy first day of November. If you can believe it already, the holidays are right around the corner. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you some of the best health and fitness blogs, occasionally with commentary and occasionally with bad impressions. I'm Dr. Neil, the guy who's acting as your personal narrator for free, and I answer your questions every Friday, so definitely send one in at oldpodcast.com. If you send in a question, you'll be entered into small special raffles to win books from us. Now, with Halloween behind us, I don't know if your families are already doing this, especially for those of you that live in the States. Our families are already planning their Thanksgiving menu. It's still like 3 weeks away, and yet we're already planning for it. My in-laws are planning one thing, my biological family's planning another. Basically, deep-fried turkey is going to be on this year's menu. And not any kind of just normal deep-fried turkey. One version is going to be wrapped in bacon and baked in the oven, which is kind of like frying it. It's just you're frying it in bacon in the oven. And the other one is going to be the deep frying one, which many of you are probably already familiar with, where you dunk the whole bird in some peanut oil for about 45 minutes. Now, I'll be honest with all of you. Yes, of course, I'm going to taste both of those. But what I'm going to do is moderate my portions. And to help prevent me from going too overboard, in case it tastes really, really good, I'm going to probably have a snack about an hour or so before the big meal. Something with a little bit of carbohydrate, a little bit of protein to kind of level out my blood sugar, and that way I won't be starving when I get all that food put in front of me. All right, well now look at me. I've already started talking about Thanksgiving. All right, let's get to the post and start optimizing your life. How to Get a Flat Stomach by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Whether it's a sign of health, beauty, virility, or movie star status, a flat stomach is something that many people all over the world crave. This is because a flat stomach is so hard to get, it can indicate full body power or virility, and it is essential to powerful performance. In this article, you'll learn how to get a flat stomach safely, effectively, and with zero liposuction involved. How to get a flat stomach. Despite what many folks appear to believe, six-pack abs are not six soda can-shaped muscles that sit under the skin of your stomach and somehow magically filling and emptying as you become more or less fit. Instead, your stomach muscles are made up of four basic groups that, like most muscles, appear to be named by ancient Latin monks. Muscle group 1, the rectus abdominis. The rectus abdominis is one big sheet of muscle tissue that runs from your breastbone down to your pelvis. Muscle group 2, the external obliques. These run from your ribs to your hips in a forward direction. Muscle group 3, the internal obliques. These run from your ribs to your hips in a backwards direction. And 4, the transverse abdominis. The transverse abdominis is located deep in your abs, underneath the obliques. The key to better abs, which most people neglect when trying to get a flat stomach, is a training program that targets each of these muscles, and not just one of them. You simply can't train just one single muscle group of the stomach in isolation and expect your abs to look fit, trim, toned, ripped, or flat. Instead, you need to train all the stomach muscles in a functional, multi-muscle manner. This is the same reason why people who want nice arms can't just do bicep curls, but also need to do pull-ups and deadlifts, and why people who want a better butt can't just do lying hamstring curls, but also need exercises like squats and lunges. The body responds best when we train entire muscle groups that surround our, quote, trouble spot, and not just the isolated trouble spot. So people who want a flat stomach can't only do crunches. So if this type of muscle training is a goal, what would a flat stomach workout look like? Flat stomach exercises. You should work your stomach muscles every 2 to 3 days, including abdominal exercise as part of a scheduled cardio workout or weight training workout. For your flat stomach training, you should include one exercise for each of the abdominal muscle groups, and also one exercise for your lower back. Here's a guide to choosing the proper exercises. For your rectus abdominis, exercise choices include flexing motions of the spine, such as crunches and crunch variations like bicycle crunches, V-ups, sit-ups, and sit-up variations, hanging leg raises, or knee-ups. Front planks are also quite good for this muscle group. For your external and internal obliques, twisting and rotating motions are good exercises because they work both the external and internal oblique muscles. That's because if you rotate to your left external oblique and your right internal oblique are doing the work, and vice versa. Twisting motions include lunges with twists, Russian twists, cable torso twists, and the wood chopper. Now, the transverse abdominis is an interesting muscle group because it doesn't really move you through a range of motion as much as support the stomach and the gut. So when you suck in your stomach, that's the transverse abdominis muscles working. Although you can work this muscle group anywhere, such as sucking in your stomach while you're driving in your car, sitting on an airplane, or standing in line at the grocery store, you can also make it work pretty hard with an exercise like front planks. And finally, the low back muscles can be worked with a simple contraption at the gym that allows you to do low back extensions, bridges, or if you're not at the gym, you can do back extensions on a stability ball or from the floor by lying on your stomach and lifting all four limbs off the ground. So during a typical flat stomach workout, you would include several sets of a flexing exercise, a twisting exercise, a planking exercise, and an extending exercise. Get rid of stomach fat. No matter how well you develop your stomach muscles, you need to get rid of layers of stomach fat that can cover up your abs. Here are three tips to get rid of that last little bit of flab around your waistline. Number one, be sure you're using a well-rounded workout routine, which includes what I call the, quote, three pillars of exercise. Pillar one is weight training. Pillar two is high-intensity cardio intervals. Pillar three, aerobic fat-burning sessions. Weight training alone or cardio alone is often not enough to erase that last bit of storage fat. So use the modes above in your training routine. Two, control stress and get adequate sleep. Often, bloating and inflammation are a primary cause of a puffy stomach or a little extra padding on the waistline. Use stress reduction techniques and try to sleep 7 to 8 hours each night whenever possible. And three, eliminate or significantly moderate the three belly fat triggers: high sugar, starchy foods, processed packaged foods, and alcohol. I've witnessed these simple changes produce visible stomach fat reduction in just 2 to 4 weeks. Using the tips in this article, you can get the perfect musculature for a flat stomach, develop a functional core that gives you powerful physical performance, and lose belly fat. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get a Flat Stomach, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And I also want to mention, Ben has videos showing an exercise for each group of muscles in this article. You can find the link at our website, oldpodcast.com. I really like that Ben mentioned getting adequate sleep. You've probably heard health professionals contradicting themselves when it comes to how much sleep adults should get each night. We've found that the sweet spot is in fact 7 to 8 hours. Why is that? Well, it turns out we need that much time to go in and out of that deep REM sleep. That's the restorative, restful sleep that we so badly need. I also like that Ben mentioned you don't need to completely avoid certain things, but you want to probably moderate certain foods in your diet to get that flat stomach. And by moderating those foods, you're probably going to be cutting back on calories, which is always good for reducing the size of your fat cells. Now, the one thing with this is you've got to be patient. For those of us just starting out, your body's actually not going to want to burn a whole lot of fat right away. It takes time. The body doesn't want to give up its best source of energy, fat. But if you stick with it, incorporate variety as Ben mentioned, the fat will go away from your stomach. For most people, guys especially, our bodies like to hold on to fat around our stomach. So you may find that after sticking to your workout routine for months, the only thing that's gotten smaller are maybe your wrists or your arms or maybe your chest. But eventually, I promise, the body will tap into the fat stores around your waistline. Now, before I close out today's episode, here's today's inspirational quote that I want to leave you with. People with goals succeed because they know where they're going. Earl Nightingale. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. Last Friday was about coconut oil, a big trend right now. And you can ask me anything related to diet, fitness, nutrition, or even stress management. You can call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can send in an audio question through our website, oldpodcast.com. If you send in a question, you're automatically entered into special raffles to win books every month, and the pool of people is really small, so there's a really good chance for you to win. And that does it for today. I hope you have a great start to your November. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Roger Lawson, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.